Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Chris Mabey, and today I'll be reading from the Good Housekeeping Magazine, and the first article is written by Adriana Friedman, and it's from the Family Room section, and it's called Getting Personal. In her book, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie goes deep about religion, family, and stepping out of her comfort zone. On writing a much more personal book after having co-authored two children's books. It's exciting, terrifying, and exhilarating. It's the most vulnerable thing I've ever done. But faith is at the core of what drives me and animates me and interests me. I'm nervous about it because it is really personal. When you write something like this, you hope that what you're writing is coming across in the way you would hope it would, and that people will be touched by it. Plus, there's a lot about growing up and my life. And on the challenges of writing about faith and religion. My first thought was, what business do I have writing about these topics? I didn't go to the seminary. I'm not a theologian. But what I am is a fellow traveler. I'm just another person trying to walk this journey. And that's the perspective I bring. It's like I say at the beginning of the book, let's hold hands and do this together. My second thought was, how can I write a book about faith and not ask some of the hardest questions that are out there? Like, why does suffering exist? Why is there injustice? Why do we live in a world that's full of sadness and pain? Those were the hardest chapters to write. And spoiler alert, there's no answer. I did not answer the greatest and most daunting questions of the universe, but I felt it was important to talk through how we deal with these things in our spirituality. At the same time, it's not a book to try to persuade or proselytize. It's a book about a connection to God that obviously comes from a Christian point of view. That is my faith. But I hope that it's just sharing some aspects of spirituality that are universal and appealing to people of all kinds of faith, or even of no faith at all. And on how her faith relates to her parenting and influences her as a mother. Everything flows through my faith. I'm not saying that makes me a pious and perfect person. It doesn't. And it's not like, oh, please, God, make them eat their broccoli more. What it means is, it's God I lean on when I have a problem at work or when I'm frustrated at home with my kids or for whatever it is. That's my core, my foundation, my comfort. My sister Annie has the best line in the book when describing our family growing up. She said, God was the sixth member of our family. So I'm trying to carry that on, you know, in my own family and in my own life. Parenthood is such a profound spiritual experience. To me, it's the closest we could ever come to understanding the unconditional love God feels toward us. As parents, we love our kids and enjoy them and are crushed by their disappointments. When they do wrong, we don't change how we feel about them, and the same can be said for God's relationship with us. On the lessons she learned while writing the book, I've always told people that if you want something interesting to happen, they have to step out of their comfort zone, and that's what I did with this book. The theme of the book is mostly what God does is love you, and I tried to look at my life, especially when things didn't go perfectly, with that perspective. You don't arrive at a destination. The path is the destination. The name of the book is Mostly What God Does, and it's by Savannah Guthrie. And it says, check out our full interview at goodhousekeeping.com/Savannah Guthrie. Her latest book is Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. And the next article is the Style Tips Expert Advice for Skin and Hair Beauty Lab. And it's called The Science of Stronger Hair. And it is by April Franzino. It's all about bonds, part of hair structure, and the buzzy category of bond-building products that claim to repair damage. But what exactly are hair bonds? How do they break, and can they be mended? Here, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab and Hair Scientists explain what to know about bonds and bond repair treatments and whether they're really the key to healthier hair. And what are hair bonds? Bonds are attractive forces between atoms in hair, like hydrogen and sulfur, that hold its structure together. Hair is primarily made of the protein keratin, says Bridget Hill, certified trichologist, hair expert in New York City and Palm Beach, Florida. Bonds connect keratin proteins, forming the structure of the hair fiber. They allow strands to be altered by heat, cold, chemicals, and tension, and contribute to the superficial repair of hair, as well as moisture retention and elasticity, she explains. When bonds are broken, hair can look and feel damaged, frayed, brittle, and dry. The three main types are, number one, hydrogen bonds. The weakest type of bond, prevalent throughout hair's cortex, which is the middle layer, helps give hair strength, elasticity, and ability to return to its natural shape after exposure to elements like water and heat, Hill explains. Number two, ionic bonds. While these bonds aren't as abundant in hair as hydrogen bonds, they add to hair strength and elasticity, says Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab director Sabrina Wiseman. And number three, disulfide bonds. The strongest bonds, these give hair structural support, Wiseman says. Quantity and position also influence hair's texture. The more disulfide bonds, the curlier the hair strand is. And how bonds are broken. Some hair bonds are more easily ruptured than others. Hydrogen bonds, the weakest, can be broken by exposure to water and heat, Wiseman says. Ionic bonds are also broken by water and alkaline substances in chemical treatments like permanent hair dye, which both change hair's pH. Strong disulfide bonds can be severed by extreme heat and chemical treatments, including bleaching and those that alter hair's shape, like relaxers, perms, and keratin treatments, she explains. In addition, bonds can be compromised by factors such as health, age, and certain medications, as well as by damaging styling techniques, Hill notes. To prevent hair bonds from breaking, minimize excessive shampooing and use of chemical treatments and hot tools, especially at high heat. Avoid putting tension on hair with tight styles and use metal-free brushes, fabric hair accessories, and silk pillowcases to reduce friction, Hill says. And this little section here, Can Hair Bonds Be Repaired? This is by Sabina Wiseman, Beauty Lab Director. And she says, it depends on the type. Both hydrogen bonds and ionic bonds repair themselves. Hydrogen bonds reform when hair dries after water exposure and cools after being heated. And ionic bonds also reform once hair is dry and the pH returns to normal, Wiseman says. Broken disulfide bonds cannot be repaired to their original state. New hair care technologies found in bond repair products work by depositing ingredients into hair to bond to the disconnected atoms and reinforce hair structure, she explains. These treatments are available for use both in salons and at home. They have been successful at minimizing damage from chemical hair processes, but may give a false sense that all damage can be totally reversed, Wiseman says. And see Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab recommended bond repair treatments at Rite. Okay, top picks. Bond builders. Bond repair products are everywhere. These formulas can deliver real results, according to Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab scientists. The first one is a leave-in mask. A Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner, this mask used in place of conditioner impressed lab experts. Performance data showed it restored 82% of the strength of overbleached hair samples in two uses. And the brand name is K18. And it's called Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask. It's $29 for a 0.5 ounces, and you can get it at Sephora. And the next is a three-step regimen. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Award-winning trio reduced visible split ends by 82%, and 93% of testers said their hair felt moisturized immediately after use. Lab data analysis confirmed. The brand name is Redken, R-E-D-K-E-N, and it's called Acidic Bonding Concentrate Shampoo, Conditioner, and Leave-In Treatment. And it's $33 for each, and they're available at Ulta. And the last is a repair treatment. One of the original bond repair treatments, the brand's proprietary molecule reconnects severed disulfide bonds. And the brand name is Olaplex, O-L-A-P-L-E-X. And it's called Number 3 Hair Perfector, and it's $30. And you can go to olaplex.com for more information. Okay, the next article says, make your smile sparkle. Get your most gorgeous grin with confidence-boosting tips for brightening teeth from Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab scientists and dental experts. And the article is by Catherine Malzahn. And four ways to whiten teeth at home. Hear what to know about the common methods so you can find your best match from Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab senior chemist Danuja Winnick. And the first type are the strips. How it works. Clear strips made with a whitening agent such as hydrogen peroxide adhere to teeth to ensure direct contact with active ingredients. Whitening level is high, and the time, typically 30 minutes per session, results visible in 2 to 3 weeks. And it's best for visible stains and ease of use. And drawbacks, longer time commitment and may cause sensitivity. And the next type is light devices. How it works. Blue LED light, often used with hydrogen peroxide or non-peroxide acid, PAP strips or serums, is thought to accelerate lightening. Whitening level is high. Time, 10 minutes to 1 hour per session. Results visible in about 10 days. And it's best for fast results. Drawbacks, most expensive at-home option, and can be bulky and difficult to use. The next type is pens, serums, and gels. How it works? A clear hydrogen peroxide or carbamide peroxide formula is painted on teeth. It mixes with saliva, so effects may be weaker. Whitening level, moderate to minimal. Time, about 30 seconds to dry, some instant results, but full effects can take up to 2 weeks. Best for convenience and travel and touch-ups. Drawbacks, some products can be less effective at whitening. And the last type, toothpastes. How it works, mild abrasives such as hydrated silica polish teeth and remove surface stains as you brush, leading to subtle brightening. Whitening level is minimal. Time, brush teeth for at least 2 minutes twice a day. Results may be visible in as little as 5 days. Best for sensitive teeth and freshening breath and maintaining oral hygiene. And drawbacks, usually can't remove deep stains, takes longer for improvement to be visible. And then there's a little side article here. What lip colors help teeth look whiter? Good news, you can fake pearlier whites fast thanks to the magic of makeup. One of the easiest tricks is to wear a cool-toned or blue-based lip color. Consider cherry reds, berry shades, or pink-based hues. advises Molly Thomas, a Bobby Brown global artist in residence in Atlanta. Cool toned colors create a visual contrast to warmer tones on the teeth, counteracting any yellowish undertones, she explains. In addition, matte textures are best for making teeth appear whiter because they don't reflect as much light, thus drawing less attention to any stains, Thomas says. Steer clear of lip colors with orange undertones, as they can accentuate the yellow hues in teeth. And do's and don'ts for keeping whites pearly. With at-home teeth whitening products, you may need a monthly touch-up to remove superficial stains and keep teeth white over time, says Sharon Huang, DDS, a cosmetic dentist and the founder of Le Belle, New York City, or NYC in New York City. In between, here are habits to adopt and ones to avoid to maintain a sparkling smile. Skip staining culprits. Especially following a whitening treatment, avoid any food or drink that would stain a white blouse, says Brian Cantor, DDS, a dentist at Loewenberg, Latouche and Cantor in New York City, including red wine, coffee, tea, and berries. And crunch on veggies. Crisp fruits and veggies, think carrots, apples, and celery, are good for your health and your teeth. They can mechanically remove surface stains, making teeth appear whiter, Cantor explains. And sip through a straw. When you're drinking any beverage that's not clear, sip it through a straw so the liquid bypasses your teeth, helping to prevent staining, Cantor recommends. And forget to protect. If you do consume dark drinks and foods, first dab a clear ointment or balm on a finger and glide it on your teeth to act as a stain barrier, Cantor suggests, or rinse teeth with water right afterward, Huang adds. And don't eat sticky foods. Try to reduce consumption of sticky candy as well as carbohydrates like pasta and bread. These stick to teeth, allowing surface stains to form, Cantor notes. And don't treat sensitive teeth. If you have cavities or tooth decay, you may want to pass on whitening products as they could cause extreme sensitivity, Cantor says. Consult a dentist first, he advises. And instant smile boosters. Need speedy results? Try these Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab recommended buys that immediately enhance teeth and lips. The first one is a stain-erasing toothpaste. In 4 weeks of twice-daily use, the Good Housekeeping Beauty award-winning toothpaste with hydrogen peroxide can remove up to 10 years' worth of yellow stains. The brand name is Colgate, and it's called Optic White Renewal Teeth Whitening Toothpaste, and it's $8 at Walmart. And the next, Deep Cleaning Flosser. To ward off tooth discoloration, remove plaque with this Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner. The Ultra Quiet Water Flosser was top ranked for cleaning more effectively than manual flossing. And the brand name is Philips Sonicare, and it's called Power Flosser 7000. It's $140, and you can go to BestBuy.com for more info. And brightening lipstick. Create the illusion of whiter teeth with a blue-red matte lipstick like this Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner. It rated high for not drying out lips. And the brand name is L'Oreal Paris, and it's called Color Riche Intense Volume Matte Lipstick in. The color is La Rouge Paris, and it's $14, and you can get it at Target. And the next thing is the best of the test. Teeth whiteners proven to measurably whiten. These smart buys will give you something to smile about. And how we tested. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab scientists evaluated teeth whitening products across price points on 150 consumer testers for level of teeth whitening, tooth stain removal, ease of use, comfort and taste, tooth sensitivity and gum irritation, amount of residue left on teeth. And the first one scored 91 out of 100, best overall. And product info, brush on this Minty Crest whitening serum with the included applicator wand to whiten teeth almost 3 shades in 2 weeks. The hydrogen peroxide formula ranked highly across the board, with testers raving about how easy it was to incorporate into their routine. And the brand name is Crest, and it's called Daily Whitening Serum Fresh Mint, and you can get it at Target. The price is $30. Use twice a day for 30 minutes per treatment. Maximum results in 2 weeks. The pros, whitened teeth 2.6 shades on average. Didn't leave excess product on teeth. Had a pleasant, fresh taste. And take note, some testers reported tooth sensitivity during use. And lab results, the serum scored best for overall satisfaction, with 100% of testers agreeing that it removed surface tooth stains and didn't irritate gums. It also received one of the highest ratings for lightening teeth. One user liked that the product was discreet, and another marveled that they actually saw results. And the next one scored 88 out of 100, best strips. Offered in 6 flavors, ranging from spearmint to watermelon, Zimba puts a great tasting spin on classic whitening strips. The hydrogen peroxide whitener earned top scores for ease of use and noticeably lightening teeth. And the brand name is Zimba, and it's called Coconut Teeth Whitening Strips. And you can go to shopzimba.com for more information. The price is $24. And the use, once a day for 30 minutes, maximum results in 2 weeks. The pros, whiten teeth 2.7 shades on average. Simple to use, had appealing flavor. And you should take note of, teeth must be dry before applying the strips to adhere. May leave residue on teeth that requires rinsing. And lab results, an impressive 100% of testers found that the strips made their teeth visibly whiter. Users gave them high marks for being effortless to apply, staying in place, and having an enjoyable flavor, particularly the coconut variant. They didn't taste gross and took care of yellow staining I had, 2 fans commented. And the next scored 87 out of 100. Best light device. Up your whitening game with Crest's kit of hydrogen peroxide strips and an LED light device inspired by pro treatments to boost the effects. Almost all users agreed that it erased stains and whitened teeth well. The brand name is Crest, and it's called 3D White Strips 1 Hour Express Plus LED, and it's available at Walmart. And the price is $85. The use, once a day for an hour with strips only, plus 5 minutes with strips and the light. Maximum results in 19 days. Pros, whitened teeth 2.6 shades on average. Wasn't messy or irritating. Device sat securely on teeth. And take note, most expensive of the products tested, some testers found the time commitment inconvenient. Lab results, the duo received the highest score for removing surface stains from teeth, and 100% of testers agreed that it didn't cause tooth sensitivity or irritate gums. Testers enthused that the set truly worked and clearly whitened teeth, even ones stained by tea and red wine. And the last one scored 83 out of 100, best pen. Toss this slim Go Smile whitening pen in your bag for convenient touch-ups. The built-in brush dispenses a hydrogen peroxide-based liquid you can paint on teeth in seconds. Users praised its simple, mess-free application. The brand name is Go Smile, and it's called Teeth Whitening Pen, and you can get it on Amazon. The price is $20, and the use, twice a day for 20 minutes. Maximum results in 1 week. Pros, whitened teeth 1.7 shades on average. Most affordable of the winners. Wasn't messy. Take Note achieved less stain removal and long-term whitening than others. Users had trouble determining how much they were applying. And lab results, a full 100% of testers said that the wand was effortless to add to their routines and not messy. A few reported that it was gentle on their teeth. There was no sensitivity during use, one remarked. But one caveat, some users found that the whitening results were temporary or not particularly noticeable. And the next is in, Inside the Beauty Lab. Beauty Closet, new and approved. The most wanted makeup, the skin, hair, or fragrance find to cross our desks this month. The first says, lost scents rediscovered. What if you could smell and wear the aromas of extinct flowers? Now you can, thanks to the cutting-edge biotechnology behind the new Future Society Eau de Parfums. The brand used the genetic codes from samples of extinct botanicals from the Harvard Herbarium to create molecules of their fragrances. Perfumers then used the molecules to formulate perfumes evoking scents that hadn't been smelled in decades or even centuries. Good Housekeeping Lab note, after visiting its lab, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab experts were very impressed with the science and innovation behind the brand. A favorite fragrance? Crisp, grassy, floating forest, based on the scent of the extinct Asian flowering tree, Sharia cuspidata from Borneo. And the brand name is Future Society, and it's called Floating Forest Eau de Parfum. It's $98, and you can go to Nordstrom.com for more information. And one of the ads on this page, why choose a Smart Number Smart Bed? Only Sleep Number smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness and comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep hot, they also cool up to 8 times faster, and the price starting at only $1,099. Number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And you can visit sleepnumber.com/good, and they even have a phone number, 1-877-557-6803. Then I'll read that again. It's sleepnumber.com/good, or you can call 1-877-557-6803 if you want to ask them any questions about the Sleep Number Smart Bed. Well, that's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading the March/April edition of the Good Housekeeping Magazine. I'm Chris Mabey, and so long until next time.